The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Plenty of praise heaped on Taylor Swift over the last few days. You can now include on that list the Pulitzer Prize winning poet Paul Muldoon, because he has described in the Daily Telegraph Taylor's lyricism to that of her namesake Jonathan Swift. And I'm delighted, delighted to say that Paul joins me now on the line. Paul, you're very welcome to The Hard Shoulder. What is it about Taylor Swift that impresses you?
You know, Taylor Swift is someone who's interested in wit. And that is an important component in any form of literature, and certainly in songwriting. In fact, it's an element that's not so common in popular song. It's much more common in rap. When I say popular song, I mean pop lyrics. It's much more common in rap. It's much more common in country music. And actually, she is she's quite witty. And I did compare her to her namesake, Jonathan Swift, the Dean of St. Patrick's. And the fact that he knew, as she knows, that no one's interested in a story about how well things are going between Jimmy and herself, or whoever it is. Nobody's interested in that. What they are interested in is how badly things are going. So ill-starred lovers, star-crossed lovers, are what make interesting songs.
And that they are the same tortures or privations that the rest of us feel we go through as well. Is that an important element of it?
Well, the term tortured poet, which of course she appeals to in the title of her track and the title of the album, you know, that certainly is an idea that has a lot of currency, that poets indeed do make interesting work from their inner lives, you know, the difficulties they face, and they might be minor difficulties. You know, I think of that great Irish poem, which I happened to be reading somewhere the other day, and Londo Gotcha, about the death of the pet blackbird. Well, that's a minor, in some sense, a minor issue. You know, it could be the fate of a nation. That might be the subject of a poem. You know, major or minor, poetry does come out of, often, not always, often out of perplexing situations.
Would you like to see her try her hand at poetry in a pure sense?
Yeah, why not? I mean, my own belief is that what she's doing and what poets in a conventional sense are doing they're slightly different, of course. There is a distinction between the two activities. And we know what it is because we've just heard it. We've heard the music that accompanies that song, which you just played. And that music actually is doing a huge amount of work in terms of appealing to our emotional cores, right? It's doing at least as much work as the words. But the words themselves are doing quite a lot of work. And in the case of the poem, they have to do all the work, right? So what I say is that she is pointing in the same direction as the what we think of as the more conventional poet, involved in essentially the same business. And my view is that poetry is a very, very broad church, and that we should be inclined, just as human beings, I think, apart from anything else, to embrace as many people as we possibly can. And that includes many who are working tillers in the field, workers in the vineyard, who are operating in this slightly different but related zone, as I say, of the song lyric. And happy to have them, to have us all pointing in the same direction.
Are all poets like-minded in that sense, Paul? Or are there purists out there who think, if you're putting music to it, you're not in my gang?
You know what? That quite likely are, but you know, that's fine. That they're entitled to their opinion. As I say, I happen to believe that you know, in this matter, the more the merrier. You know, and you know, there is often, I suppose, historically, there has been some complaint about what Taylor Swift is doing, of being of somehow a lower class of art making rather than a higher. I myself am not interested in that. And I think very few people in the 21st century, frankly, are interested in it. Mind you, there were few enough people in the late 16th, early 17th century, I'm thinking of William Shakespeare, who were interested in it. Shakespeare was a guy who wrote songs, and he wrote songs that appealed to what we might think of as some of our lower inclinations. He was able to do both, and he really made no distinction between high and low, and nor do I.
Paul, listen, it has given me great pleasure to talk to you, and thanks a million for taking the time. Paul Muldoon, the Pulitzer Prize winning Irish poet.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.